The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Wednesday morning. It's hump day, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m., April 12th, 2023. Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we're going to have an interesting show today. Not about fear-mongering, it's about common sense. Dr. William Fortune, we call him Bill, and Patrick Barnes will be joining us here in the show at the bottom of the hour all the way through the end of the program, talking about the societal impact of an EMP strike grid down situation, what you can do to prepare yourself, because the government does not care. They've done their own thing with your tax dollars to protect them and their infrastructure, and to heck with you. And I'm being polite here. I think you got that figured out. We have a toll-free number that you are welcome to call and talk to us about or text us. And that's 877-817-9829. Oh, my gosh, that's the same number as the Powermall. Well, yeah, you can hit number 2 if you call that number and leave a message for the Power Hour. Or you can stay on the line and place an order to keep us on the air at the Powermall, because that is what it is. You can also email us at support@thepowerhour.com. And that gets stuff to us, too. I read everything directed at me, all right? And I don't take things with a grain of salt. A lot of these things, I understand where you're coming from. If you've got comments or suggestions or anything like that, or guests that you'd like to see on, you know, that's one way of doing it, is sending us an email and letting us know what you think, what you'd like, who you'd like to hear, what subject matter we're not covering, we should be covering, that would be a benefit to everybody, mankind. And if you don't have the means of listening to the Power Hour any other way than by telephone, we have a number you can call, 631-359-8232, and you can listen to us that way. The Power Hour radio show also takes donations. That keeps us on the air, pays for that shortwave radio. You don't have to have the internet to make a donation. You can call the toll-free number, 877-817-9829. We can take your donation by phone, or you can send a check or money order or cash to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And so you can, if you want to make a donation in other ways, I mean, you can go to the Support Us tab on thepowerhour.com, or you can click on the Partners tab, even better, because, see, then it's a two-way street. What do I mean by that? Well, we have a Partners tab, and when you click on it, you see Genesis Gold Group, where you can buy gold and silver coins. I mean, they have the Genesis Gold IRA, and that's a good thing, too, but the Gold Group, you know, is there for hard, precious metals. For those of you who are, I don't want to use that word, stockpiling. Oh, my goodness, did I just say that? Gee, I wonder why we're stockpiling gold and silver. Well, because you just never know. They might make very good barter items. Heaven's Harvest. That's another thing people are stocking up on, is 25-year shelf life foods in addition to seeds. And we have the new package out from Heaven's Harvest as well, for those of you who want organic. Lion Energy, that's solar. That's something that can also, by the way, be protected with an EMP shield. We'll be talking about that at the bottom of next hour with Patrick Barnes. OptiVita hemp products for those of you that want to control pain and do it naturally. Sauna Space, yes, we will have them on this week as well on Feel Good Friday, or maybe even sooner. The Grow Network, James McCanny water filters, of which I have two of them here. My Pillow Butterfly Essential Oil, Star West Botanicals, Herbs and Spices in Bulk, Flag Connections, and the new EMF Rocks, grounded by nature, harmonizing the vibration and coexisting with EMF with Tesla crystals. Those crystals are pretty potent. They come in a bag. And the list, of course, is growing every day. And all you have to do when you buy through the Power Hour and you click on the Partners tab, we get a spiff. We get a chop. We get a cut. We get a commission. Four different things that I just said that all point to the fact that you help support us. And you get the benefit of getting product. That's a good thing. It's all there for your health and well-being. Of course, we also have a email blast. It's called the Power Hour Newsletter. And you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the newsletter tab, and you can sign up. Same thing with the Power Mall. If you want to receive new product updates and promotion, you can go to thepowermall.com and click on the newsletter tab. And that way we get information to you and keep it coming. And, of course, we have a forum as well if you want to share tips and ideas. My raised beds are starting to take off really good now. Yep. Every day I got to go out and water them today, but yesterday I was feeling the soil. It's a little bit damp, and today it'll be ready to water again. And the carrots, the turnips, the radishes, the beefsteak tomatoes, the beans, everything is just starting to take off. The corn, that's going to take a little bit, but the cukes and the radishes and the beets are even coming up, and they're doing very well. So this should be interesting. I got to take a picture of all of that. I did a video yesterday for my daughter because she's doing a raised bed garden where she's at too. And she's like, oh man, your garden's doing better than mine. I go, don't worry, it'll grow. And here's another little interesting tidbit for those of you out there that want to listen to the Power Hour radio show. On April 18th, big day for us here, we're going to be giving away two Rick's satellite systems. That's right, Rick Kaler from Satellite, Rick's Satellite USA. We're going to be giving away two, not one, but two donated systems. Our listeners, God bless them, coughed up the $269, which includes shipping. And they're going to send you from ricksatelliteusa.com. They're going to send you, if we draw your name, Rick's going to do that on the 18th. All you have to do is... You can, and we've had some pretty ingenious letters and responses coming our way from people who want to win that satellite system. They send a letter in stating why you believe you'd be a good recipient. And of course, there may be circumstances out there that indicate you would be a good recipient. And all you got to do is just put them in writing. You can send an email to support@thepowerhour.com, or you can use snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. All entries will be reviewed and considered. There is no such thing as a bad entry. If you want a satellite system, you can get it. And you can tune that thing into Galaxy 19 satellite and listen to the Power Hour streaming live and your receiver set crystal clear. And there you have it. And if you've got questions for the Power Mall, you can call or text us at 877-817-9829. You can use the live chat function on thepowermall.com or send us an email at support@thepowermall.com. And, of course, we have the daily deal at thepowermall.com, too. Sometimes I've seen 15, 20% off on some of these things. And these are things you can use and save money on. We're doing a closeout on Global Healing Center Acid Reflux. That expires on the 20th of next month. And we're doing an OptiVita krill oil clearance, 30% off. And again, the Heaven's Harvest Organic Pack is out, now available at the Power Mall by dropship. Quercetin, Silver Mist Humidifier Additive, Oreganol Juice, Sinu Orega, Latera Flora Probiotic, and Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, and OptiVita Digestive Enzymes. What do they all have in common? Well, they're part of our spring sale where you can get 15% off all the allergy relief products. 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week. We had Justin Porter on yesterday for the hour talking about the good stuff over there. And 10% off of Dr. Willard's Catalyst Altered Water. Now, this is something you use to help grow your plants. It's a water additive that boosts the plant's ability to more fully absorb and utilize nutrients. That's a good thing. I can't wait. I got two bottles headed my way, and I'm going to take them out there, follow the instructions, and try it. Because here's the thing. You want to make sure that your nitrogen-based fertilizer, whether it's chicken poop or whatever the case may be, you want to make sure that this goes as far as it can with your plants. So if you just follow the instructions when you get the Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst, because we're now offering that for a limited time, it will help grow. And I'm not going to quit growing. Just because I got my raised bed started now doesn't mean I'm going to quit. I have the means with my leftover SIPS panels from building the house to tie them all together into a square or rectangle, put them on the ground, fill them with raised bed soil, and actually replant my corn out of those little fiber cups that I got with a peat, you know, the peat cups. They look like a regular Dixie cup, only they're brown and they're made out of peat, and they dissolve in the soil when you plant them all the way in. And you can actually put those in there, do raised bed gardens outside, and grow corn out there. You start them in the greenhouse, take them outside where they get lots of sun, and put them out there. So, you know, the whole idea is to be able to, and see, this is the next step. What are you going to do with all that produce? Well, let's see. You could can some of it. Some of you may have access to dark, cool spaces down below. It's called a basement where you can make yourself a root cellar. They used to have those back in the day. There's all sorts of ways of storing food. Obviously, we don't have the capacity to freeze dry stuff, or do we? We might. A lot of you out there have dehydrators. Another great way to save on and store food. I'm telling you, you're going to have to start doing this, folks, especially with what we reported yesterday with all the garbage going on. And I'm talking about them injecting mRNA or whatever it is that they're doing to your food. Now they want to mess with your food supply. This is not a good thing. Moving on to world news at 12 minutes after the hour. Joe to the rescue? Nah, I don't think so. Yeah, he took his whole family. Yeah, son Hunter, sister Valerie, and, you know, they all touched down in the land of the green. Yep, promising to preserve the peace in Northern Ireland. Listen, Schmuckatelli, I can tell you right now, he touched down in a military base outside Belfast Tuesday evening, 4-day tour of Northern Ireland and the neighboring Republic of Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Peace Accord. And, of course, Rishi Sunak.
Rishi!
Oh, by gosh, by golly, Rishi Sunak. Yeah, he met him on the tarmac. Here's the thing. Biden can't even preserve the peace in his own country. What makes you think he could do it in Northern Ireland? Home of the IRA. You know, you got to be careful. I mean, it's bad enough that the Irish don't like Trump, and Trump owns businesses over there. And see, here's the thing. No matter what any of these people go over there and say or do, it doesn't work. The Irish have their own minds made up, and they're not going to have some foreigner come over there and try to convince them otherwise. Just not going to happen. They're proud people. They have endured centuries of persecution and managed to survive it. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair has warned Biden, as a matter of fact, not to overstep his bounds and interfere in the internal politics of the UK during his visit to Northern Ireland. Yes, it all comes with caveats. Says Biden should act with, quote, care and with sensitivity. Oh, man. You know, the best thing that the Northern Ireland and the Irish could do, all those Northern Irelanders over there, the Irish up there, could do is tell the feckin' Egypt to piss off. That's the best thing they could do. Yeah, make his visit a memorable one. Yeah, that's why I have this bumper sticker that I got when I was over there that says feckin' idiot. I just got the biggest charge out of that. Ireland is absolutely beautiful. If it wasn't so socialist, I probably would move there. They are, you know, centuries. The history over there is just phenomenal. When you get there and you see these castles and you see the way that they constructed their countrysides and preserved nature, and this has endured for centuries and centuries, it's just phenomenal. It totally is mind-blowing. If you ever get the opportunity, if they ever lift this garbage, I mean, the national COVID emergency may be done in the United States, but that's not the end of the story. The UN is seeking vast new powers and stronger global governance tools to deal with international emergencies such as pandemics and economic crises, according to a new UN policy brief. And you see, our Congress doesn't like this, but Biden, he and his cronies love it. They support the proposal, apparently. Yep, the plan is going to create an emergency platform, which would involve a set of protocols. Oh, well, we all know about protocols, don't we? Yeah, and of course, Foreign Affairs Committee in the House, Chairman Representative Michael McCaul of Texas, whose committee oversees U.S. foreign policy and involvement in international organizations, is expressing concern over the matter. I would be too. Well, folks, you got to call your congressperson and tell him this is the way it is, folks. And a Vietnamese lawmaker, Nguyen An Tri, yeah, that's how you pronounce N-G-U-Y-E-N is Nguyen. Not Phan Duc Tho, like in Good Morning Vietnam. No, it's Nguyen An Tri has introduced a proposal for a law on gender identity to the Standing Committee of the National Assembly, the parliamentary body of the communist country. The law would enshrine the right to be recognized as a new gender other than sex at birth at the request of the citizen, and the right to choose a form of medical intervention to change genders. Wow. Okay, so, you know, they call them lady boys over there, okay? Now you're saying, Dave, how do you know all this stuff? Look, it's in your face. All you got to do is go online, and you're looking through the news, and you can see all of what the transgender community is doing to promote itself. And the sad part about it is they're doing it to your kids. That, you know, University of Miami, by the way, don't know if you knew this or not, they are performing sex changes on just about everybody, college students and everything. They're just really pushing and pushing and pushing. Man, there's big money off of Medicare and everybody else. Boy, there's big money to be made off of this. See, they don't want to let a dollar go to waste. Now, if they can lop off a tallywhacker or lop off some breasts, you know, and just convert whatever into whomever. And like I said, you know, once that happens, you can't put the Twinkie back in the wrapper. You just can't do it. So here's the thing. If you look at the statistics, and we actually have this lawsuit that's been filed to try to stop or injunct this bill in Florida for protecting kids against this. I just downloaded four different expert opinions by doctors that all basically align with what God wrought. You were created the way you were created at birth, and there's no changing that. If you were born a male, you were born with male parts for a reason, is to insert them into female parts and be fruitful and multiply. That's what each of these expert opinions have all stated. Not so much attributing to God, but to the scientific energy of the argument. Yeah, you were born with a set of biological markers for a reason. And now you want to turn around and you want to be your own God and have your own identity and forget about God, you know, or take the jab and, you know, we'll just do some crazy stuff with our life. And do you know how many of these people that have adopted these pronouns and went on to have sex changes are dead now? Well, not only can they not have kids and procreate, which is against God's law, but now they put themselves in a position where it invites depression and even more manic situations in their lives. That's a real problem. I mean, you know, we're looking out for them. It's not a pro-life, pro-abortion argument here. It's just that if you go and have a sex change, you are not going to be able to procreate. You will have to adopt. And I feel sorry because the kids who are growing up adopted are being fed with all of these PFASs and everything, God knows what else, in the environment, and mRNA and whatnot. And it's literally, your kids are not going to be able to procreate. And you take them out, oh, because I'm going to do the right thing and my kids are going to get the jab and because the government said so. And the kids get the jab and it goes right to their testicles and their ovaries and then they can't procreate. So you have no offspring. The government and the world get what they want, which is population control. And you people, you idiots, are just playing right into their game. That's what you're doing. If you're out there, I mean, I don't know of any other word. Confused? I don't think so. You've been brainwashed by the system. And this is why we go right back to Sleepy Joe over in Ireland claiming that he's going to preserve peace. And I'm like, Joe, ye shall know them by the fruits, Joe. Hey, Carl.
I'm sorry, sir. I was unavoidably detained.
I can't help it. See, Ireland's got some beautiful golf courses, including one that is owned by President Trump. And, you know, Carl at the ball washer, remember that? He's looking at,
yes, Mrs. Crane, I can see you. You're wearing green. That's who you can hide.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Caddyshack. The whole Biden family is just like that. I see the bunch of fools over there doing whatever. It's nothing but a PR stunt, folks. The guy he doesn't have peace in his own country. He can't have peace over there. The IRA will flip him off faster than the evil leprechaun or Rumpelstiltskin. I mean, they could just forget it. I know that the Irish people loved the Clintons when they were over there. But you see, the Irish, they're pretty much embedded in socialism, especially in Northern Ireland. They get, what, $90 billion a year? They suck off the teat of the UK? Yeah. This is why they don't want to leave and they don't want to rejoin Ireland. Well, the IRA wants a unified Ireland. So does Sinn Féin. So does a lot of the Irish government. They want that whole country back, put back together again. But you see, it's all politics that's stopping it. And politics gets into the minds of the settlers, and then the settlers go along with it, go along to get along. You know, they take away your guns, and then only the criminals have guns, and the police have guns, and then they just ride herd over you and put you under their control, and that's what they want to do to your good old U.S. of A. So now it has come out that the Biden administration, months before the Mar-a-Lago raid, asked the federal agency in charge of keeping the nation's records to let the FBI pour through documents from former President Donald Trump's home, according to a newly disclosed letter. See, we knew they were all in on it. The boxes were transferred from to the National Library from Mar-a-Lago after months of negotiations. According to the National Archives and Records Administration, the archivist, they previously told the House Representatives panel the boxes contained classified documents. All the Trump has maintained he declassified everything and cooperated completely with the administration. In the meantime, Manhattan District's attorney, Alvin Bragg, has now sued Jim Jordan because Jim Jordan is launching a campaign he says is meant to intimidate. No, they want to get to the bottom of why Alvin Bragg is selectively prosecuting former President Donald Trump and not all these other criminals in his own state. Like I said, if you guys want to do some real serious damage, all you got to do is just shut down the funding for all the blue states. That will send a message. Carrie Lake, meanwhile, who was at Trump's speech after he was arraigned and went back to Florida, she is focused on the election-related lawsuit as it plays out in the state Supreme Court, but's leaving the door open for a Senate run going up against Kyrsten Sinema and Mr. Gallegos on the Democratic ticket. January through March of this year has seen a significant increase in acts of hostility against churches compared to the same time last year, according to an April report from the Family Research Council. Why are you not surprised? And is it all because of the trans community? I don't know. I know they'd like to point a finger at it. If you happen to, by the way, be living in New Jersey, yeah, believe it or not, there is a county in New Jersey, or a school district, rather, in New Jersey, that intends on waving the pride flag year-round. Hackensack Middle School in New Jersey held a flag-raising ceremony where it announced it's going to fly the inclusive LGBT pride flag year-round and announced it on Twitter. Wow. Amazing how that works. And, of course, you know, it's in your face. And you know it's in your face. You know why they're putting it in your face? Because they want to get to your kids. They want to disrupt the family unit with strife. This is what they want to do. Census data, meanwhile, shows that a lot of you are waking up. Counties overlapping Democrat-run cities such as Chicago, L.A., and New York top the list of locales that have been losing population. The biggest inflows of people have been going to Arizona, Texas, and Florida. According to census data, they want to get the hell out of Dodge. The U.S. Census Bureau revealed the top county in terms of population loss was L.A. County, lost 90,704 people over just 1 year from 2021 to 2022, and those figures are increasing. Yeah. People are the ones that are right-minded that are going, you know what? I'm sick of this regulation and high taxes and crime. I can't deal with this anymore. We got to get out of here. Yeah. And of course, there's a new press release out by the Census Bureau that says that. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has vowed to investigate and turn over every rock to find out who was behind leaking the Pentagon documents. Good luck with that. We have had more national security compromises during this administration than I think we ever have. Even Carter. This administration has been worse. And now an appeals court ruling may threaten DOJ's position in dozens of January 6 cases, according to the lawyer that was involved in the QAnon Shamans case, Albert Watkins. Mr. Watkins, I hate to inform you of this, but you didn't do the shaman any good. Jacob Chansley, you didn't do him any good. You negotiated a plea deal for him, and then the video came out. You didn't even let him go to trial. And he went to prison. And we're supposed to trust your opinion. I don't think so. Two teens injured in a shooting in Baltimore, so the Baltimore mayor has now announced a youth curfew. A youth curfew, wow. Keep the kids off the street. Well, you know, maybe if you single family households could keep a better eye on your kids, things wouldn't get so crazy out there. We wouldn't be having a youth curfew. Wow, crazy how it is. Yeah, we'll have more conversation. Talk about EMP after the break here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, hump day, April 12th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us this hour-long segment. Yes, we're going to wrap around the 8 o'clock hour with one of my favorite people that I like to talk to, and that would be Dr. William Fortune. Dr. Bill! This is good. I like it because it's it. The last time we were on here, we had such a wonderful time. We could have literally just kept on going. We could have made this an all morning long conversation. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, you guys start early. You know that?
Yeah, I know. I know. We had to drag you had to drag your nappy butt out of bed at this ungodly hour.
Yes,
I know.
He did. 15 minutes ago, I was in bed.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, really. And we woke you up. Oh, this is crazy. I know. But see, here's the thing. You have a New York Times best-selling book out called One Second After. And I can't go past this point in our conversation without mentioning that book, because this book depicts the cataclysmic damage to America following an EMP strike. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I mean, I'm on cup of coffee number two, Bill. I don't know about you, but...
Well, I'm brewing the second cup right now.
Okay, well, that's good. You know, we need something.
Still my first cup.
Oh no. We have such a great conversation when we were on the last time, and we could have just kept on going. But this is the thing about EMP strike. It is real. It's a real threat. We're spending $1 trillion on infrastructure, and now, by the way, We're just now hearing that Congress is going after this $1.7 trillion spending bill, trying to reverse it. You probably have heard that, right, Dr. Bill?
Been following it. You know, I confession, I own a Tesla, but seeing the news this morning that the government's going to force all of us into having one by 2032 with the infrastructure we currently have is madness. I would go out and buy a regular car just to spite them at this point.
Yeah, because the thing is that people are eventually they're going to wake up because Tesla cannot keep, they can't compete with what is going on in the economy right now. The economy sucks, and they cannot compete with that. Tesla is too expensive. Nobody's going to go out and buy a Model S or a Model 3 or whatever the case may be. I've test driven them. I love them. But the thing is, there's so much going on with them, with the control panels, with the cost of repair, and I mean the cost of the battery. You heard about the guy in Finland whose car basically caught fire. Well, no, he found out actually that the battery was going to cost him $22,000 to replace, so he basically took a sledgehammer to his car. He got so mad because, you know, see, nobody's telling you, look, when you replace the battery in these puppies, and now we hear Tesla after Tesla is the autopilot is losing control and crashing into things. The battery is exploding. Those who have been inundated with water, salt water, all of a sudden the car catches fire. Even when it doesn't get inundated with salt water, it catches fire. So this whole idea about going totally electric, and then they have to have charging stations all over the place, which, I mean, it is amazing what we've done to try to brainwash, what this government has done to try to brainwash us all into thinking that going all electric of everything is going to save us money somewhere down the road. These cars are not developed to the point where, in fact, you ask any auto mechanic which he would rather work on, and it'll be anything but a Tesla.
Well, we'll set aside a segment someday where we'll debate that.
Okay, I knew I was going to get some pushback.
Yeah, I really spent a lot of time looking at facts and figures and reports. But let me add, we have a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that's going to give us windmills and all of that, when we haven't spent the money to basically reinforce our infrastructure to withstand a major collapse, like you saw in Texas a couple years ago, or from an EMP strike, that's what's driving me crazy. The government's out of control when it comes to infrastructure security. And, yeah, okay, we'll debate Tesla another time. I'll throw you some fun facts back. But
I know you will. I love the car. Bill, I love the car. I test drove it. It about gave me whiplash when the guy took me on the straightaway and says, here, just punch the accelerator. Bruh! I mean, we took off like a rocket. And I'm like, my God, 0 to 60 in like less than 2 seconds. I mean, it'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. Trust me, I love the car. Don't get me wrong. We would agree to disagree on everything. In fact, we might even agree to agree on everything. This is the thing. We can have this conversation. This is the beauty about this, folks. It doesn't matter what side of the infrastructure, grid or whatever the case argument you're on. The fact of the matter is that the government has spent all their money, all of our tax dollars, protecting its own backyard and not ours. The entire country, basically, they have left the grids themselves and the grid operators. They've left them alone. They haven't said, okay, you will fix this. You will reinforce. I think only York County, South Carolina, last time we talked, had done anything to protect its own internal grid. And there are some cities in Kansas that have actually retrofitted themselves with EMP, and we'll have Patrick Barnes from EMP Shield on. I finally got my whole house generator installed, and I have an EMP Shield on the battery and one on the transfer switch. And I have two EMP Shields on both power panels, one outside and one inside in the house, in addition to both of my vehicles have an EMP shield on them.
Well, let's look at infrastructure for a minute. A DOE report of several years back, the average component in our electrical grid is from the 1970s, early 1980s. We are operating our electrical grid on a 50-year-old system. It's antiquated. We don't have replacement parts. And I know you know the answer to this. Where do the major components of our electrical grid, such as the large transformers, where are they manufactured?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Dun, dun, yep.
Yeah.
think about World War II. World War II for us was 1,000 days, December 41 to September 45. We went from a third world power militarily to the greatest military power on earth with American-made systems, American-made weapons. We were not outsourcing it to Germany or whatever. We're not doing that today. So the average large component, a large transformer, from the time we, somebody says, okay, we got to get a new one, it takes 2 years to delivery. We don't have any stockpiles of equipment. We're running an antiquated system. Electric vehicles are going to strain it even more. It is absolute madness.
Yeah, it kind of really blows me away that, you literally could put an EMP shield on your battery and your car would still run, assumedly, mm-hmm. in the event of an EMP strike, which is why we're going to be talking mm-hmm. to Patrick Barnes about that. Now, the serious side of this whole thing is what it will do to the entire United States literally within 1 second.
Yes.
And people just, they can't fathom it. For starters, like, well, our government wouldn't let us do. Our government, look, they told us all to go out and get the jab and that it was going to save us from getting COVID, and they lied. That's not what's happening. And now they want to inject our meat. They want to do but the thing is that FERC and NERC and everybody else that's involved in this, I'm using all these acronyms now to save time on the show, they're not doing mm-hmm. anything to encourage the grid operators to beef up the grid. Now, yeah. I know some people, like the ones in my own backyard here at Pertinalis Electric Cooperative, they are actually trying to install new wire and cable and various other things. But see, not looking, and I ask them constantly, what are you doing about EMP? And they look at me like a deer in the headlight. They don't want to answer because to them it costs too much money to take and put an EMP shield on each transformer, and they have literally military-grade equipment out there that they could get and install in their system, but they're just not doing it because nobody's making them, and it costs too much money. They're making too much money right now, and then how much of this energy actually goes to waste that is produced? The Lower Colorado River Authority produces all this energy for my supplier, and a lot of that, two-thirds of that, goes to waste. So within a second, and we become so dependent on electricity, I guess that should be the real focus here. We've become so accustomed to electricity and having it that when we don't have it, we get very uncomfortable. And I've always said, here's a great exercise. Head of the household, go and just switch off the electric panel without telling everybody. Turn off the main breaker. And then come back in and say, oh, what was that? What happened? What just happened? and you see, the thing is that the family's going to start freaking out like, hey, you just interrupted my video game. Is a lesson on how you're going to act.
Electricity, of course, is the fundamental building block of our entire society. We're completely dependent upon it. It's ubiquitous. We've been wired for decades now. But let's look at what I call Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If the whole grid went down because of an EMP, all right? First of all, where does your water come from? Where you are right now, where does the water come from?
Yep, comes out of a well, which is powered by electricity.
And when you flush the toilet, it goes the other way again. Within 1 day after a major shutdown, we will be desperate for water. In the cities, what would you do for a bottle of water for your child 5 days out? That's when it gets dangerous. Okay, water is gone. Second, food. The average food supply in a city is about 20 days. from what's in your fridge to what's pulling up at the market, you know, in the back of your truck. That's gone. Medication. You've lost all your medication because the pharmacies are shut down. Beyond that, the deliveries aren't coming anymore. Within a matter of weeks, a lot of people are going to start dying because of this. What about painkillers? What about nursing homes? It's the what about. Command and control is gone. I definitely don't want to be in any middle-sized city 1 hour afterwards.
And yeah, well, I'll just pick up the phone and call 911, Bill. No, I don't think that's going to happen either because 911 isn't going to answer. In fact, all those cops will literally be at home with their own families protecting their own yards from invaders.
Well, you know, two very quick examples from just my small hometown, because I wrote the book about my town. Black Mountain, the setting for 1 Second After, is a real town. It's where I live, so it made it very easy. Two quick examples. Major hurricane hit just shortly before my father passed. Nursing home calls me. They could still call. Said, could you come up here and help us? You know, after a year, they really knew me well. I went in, and I was like, what about water? What about things like that? My father's pain medication is delivered every other day. They don't have a stockpile. What happens when that's gone? So things like that. And I remember interviewing the chief of my police, great guy, actually quite a hero. He stopped the shooting shortly before that. I present him with the scenario. And I said, what are you going to do first, chief? He picked up the phone. And suddenly he said, oh, blank. The phones don't work. How do I reach my officers? You know, yeah. The radios don't work. We don't EMP shield them. Nothing works. That's the bottom line. Nothing will work that our society is dependent upon. All hell then breaks loose.
Grocery stores are closed, folks. And see in the inner city.
Well, beyond that.
Yep.
You know. Okay, take the large Ingles Market just down the road from me. They might have 2 or 3 days of generating power on the campus of that building for the freezers. But at the end of 2-3 days, everything in the freezers starts to melt. And in a good society, they decide to throw it out. But in a society collapsing, what happens then? Cash registers, all of it. It just simply does not work. My good friend, Dr. Peter Pry, who recently passed away.
Yeah, that was
much lamented. That was he was my hero and my godfather, my mentor on many of these issues. He pointed out 90% of Americans will be dead within a year. When I first read that, I thought this is tinfoil hat stuff. These people are crazy. When I initially started this, but after studying it for a while, I was like, oh, crap, he's right. He is absolutely right. The vast majority of us will perish within 1 year after a major shutdown because of an EMP.
Now, what do you think?
So, how's your day going?
Yeah, I know. I get that. I was reflecting on a recent interview I saw with Gordon Chang, who has been studying the capability of the Chinese to actually initiate a cyber attack in America, because the rationale he pointed out made a lot of sense. And I said, oh, wait till I talk to Bill Fortune again, because he's going to know the difference between, you know, here's a good way. If we don't have to launch an EMP by hypersonic missile, which they'll never be able to pick up, and it'll go off over the center of America and the entire grid will go down. And see, the thing is we've got all of these generators at the ready, or China's going to be making all of these transformers, these giant sized transformers, half of which you can't even transport around the country because of our low bridges. You can't get those things underneath the bridges. I mean, there's no way to do it. You'd have to literally airlift these things in and with multiple helicopters in order to get these giant sized transformers down on the ground. And the thing is, like you said, 2 years. Well, see, Gordon Chang says, well, what if they just took down the grid by cyber attack and kept it down for a couple of months? That would be enough to make a societal impact almost as bad as EMP, even though certain things would work, like your car will still start, You're going to run out of gas because the gas stations are going to, they won't be able to operate. Anything that relies on the grid won't be able to operate, even though, the 2 months after the U.S. implodes on itself, the hackers can turn the grid back on and the 20-million-man Chinese army can come in here and take over because America literally will have destroyed itself. 2 months. I mean, I'm looking at what Gordon Shank said. I go, I got to ask Dr. Bill this when he calls next time.
Absolutely, yes. The cyber threats are very real. My college is starting to specialize more and more on cybersecurity. So I'll go into their training command center and just sit there and watch what these kids who are going to, they're not sociology and lesbian study majors.
Security. Yeah, I know. I get that. Really? Oh, the electric's off. Oh, my God, the electric's off, Bill. I think I'm going to go have a sex change. Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yes. these kids are going to, and I'm advertising my college, Montree College, Montree, North Carolina.
Okay.
These kids will go in $100,000 jobs to start versus the sociology major. But to the real point, I sit there with them and I say, okay, here comes one here. It's happening continuously. It's being probed. It's like enemy patrols going out and probing, see where the weak spot is in case someday you want to do the real thing. And it's not just them. It's third world players can do it, these ransomware attacks. So we have vulnerability in a lot of different areas. We need to fortify the infrastructure. Without that fortification, sooner or later, we're going to be hit, and we're going to be hit bad, be it cyber attack or an EMP. And let me throw one thing in here. There might be five people listening to your show who've yet to be aware of what an EMP is. Electromagnetic pulse is generated by lofting a small nuclear warhead 200 miles above the center of the United States, detonate the weapon, and it sets up an electrostatic discharge. It's called the Compton effect. When that hits the Earth's surface, all of the millions of miles of wiring become antennas. They are feeding the electrostatic discharge into the grid, overload the grid, everything shorts out. For example, all your high-tension lines. Those things would literally be exploding. I've seen the studies on this in film. These things will actually explode off the line. Where do you get the replacements? If just in your district, let's say you're an energy co-op, and you got 500 miles of high-tension lines there, where are the replacements? We have no stockpile. That's my big issue at the moment. No stockpiling.
Can you imagine, Dr. Bill, living near a high tension line like that? You see these giant steel towers, in, mm-hmm. in major cities up in the air, and they've got, a dozen lines going, carrying electricity from one part of the city to the other. And all of a sudden, these mm-hmm. things start to explode, and the wiring is literally falling. I mean, and you're hearing this stuff like massive booms all within 1 second, and then all of a sudden the power goes dead. Everything goes dead.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean,
yes.
Your car won't start. Your cell phone doesn't work. There is no calling 911. You look outside, you see, I mean, it could start fires. I mean, this, you don't know what those lines are going to do when they come down. They could literally come down on top of houses and start fires. You don't know. It could start the brush on fire, and that spreads. You have no way to pump water out of the ground. All of a sudden, you've got all these buildings on fire, and it's like you've got the Great Chicago Fire times 100. And how are you going to put it out?
I'll give you another good one. There's about 2,000 to 3,000 airplanes crisscrossing America every day.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when that famous flight where Sully got a bird strike, his computers on the plane still work. The computers actuate the airlines, the rudder, et cetera. If the plane's computer system gets shorted out, you got a brick. Hundreds of planes will be falling in those first minutes. And you got about a minute to say a Hail Mary, and then you're dead. This is a terrifying scenario.
Well, it is. I mean, you got 3,000 aircraft hitting the ground with hundreds of passengers on board each one. And then on top of that, you know, you're not even counting the fact that they're not just going to land and crash land in a field like Flight 93 did in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. No, they're going to come crashing into people's neighborhoods. And when they do, they're going to create a trail of wreckage, taking out people on the ground as well. And it's all going to happen within a minute.
We're having a charming conversation, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We're not fear-mongering. We're just stating the real possibility. And see, we all know it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, because our enemies have the capability of doing this to us right now. And it's just a matter of our bad foreign policy sticking its nose in places where it doesn't belong and pissing off enough of our enemies to where they say, you know what? It's time. Let's just tear them. Let's put them in the dark ages. You know, if they don't have an egg beater and no way to fix an egg for breakfast, they're dead.
North Korea and Iran are the scary ones.
Oh, yeah, they are. The rogue states, you bet. We're going to continue this conversation, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
We're up to the top of the hour break right now. Dr. Bill Fortune is going to stay with us, and we'll continue this conversation. Stay with us.
A North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.